Okay, let's go. Okay, now, it could be that at the end of this, but it won't. I don't think it's going to happen today. I'm going to have a new introduction to the Shurish. Okay, but I like to, I put in a full week. I mean, frankly, I even started myself personally Shurish 9, but looking over the material today, I decided, there's a limit to what you can do in one session. Okay, so here, just a short note, but it has to be noted, okay? The short note is that if you remember, we pointed out that at the end, when his discussion of Adas Kerach, he says that the approach of saying that it's an Azchora is al derech hatofas Musa, because it's not Pasha the Kor, and I tried to explain almost like the impossible that it taki is not Pasha the Kor. Okay, say that. Lo she Pasha b'kavon hazeis. V'ulam azhoa kavon hazeis hi nichleles tachas lav sheni. Ulam azhoa al kavon hazeis. So it's a little bit strange. Al kavon hazeis, he nichleles tachas lav sheni kmo shevayv mukaymu. Okay. So the hatofas musa is about machlokes or about chilek on the kuna, whatever it is, and there is in the adask and there is in the lav of lois iskaydedu. And the Rambam says that it's nichlal, okay? And we pointed out that it's nichlal, that means it's not pasha dekor. We pointed out that nichlal means that it's there's no malchus, okay? I just want to add one point, okay? Now, nichlal, a priori, one would make a mistake, okay? I'm not getting at some point in the future. We're gonna have, I guess we get to Shurish Beis. We'll have to discuss the Rambam as another word about nigral or nispach, depending on how you translate the Aramaic. Okay, for example, achilas kochim, whatever. Okay, we'll see exactly what it is and what it is. Not the achilas kochim, not kochim kochim, whatever. Okay. Here, I think it's cholok gamre. Paka had there not been Shurish Shvi'i, Paka would have been Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct? Because Paka could logically be Pashtei Dekor. There's a Tzivui, and there's Pashtei Dekor, and it would have been in Minyan HaMitzvahs. But the reason why it's not Minyan HaMitzvahs is because it's Chelek from a Mitzvah Achas, Yechid Achas Shleimo, so maybe it's not in Minyan. Nichlal and Nichlal over here is a whole different world. Even though it sounds like it's part of something, you see, when you think about the imagery, that it's part of a greater whole, but it's not true at all. It is, but it's not true in the sense, because the Pashtei, as far as Shurish Beis, the Pakeh, as far as Shurish Beis, could have been a Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay? You need Shurish Shvi. Here, the Michlal, the Bichlal, breaks down in Shurish Beis. In Shurish, because it's not Pasha the Kor. It's only a Drosha, and it's not a Pirusha Makubal. On the other hand, there's one Maila, which the Nichlal might have, okay? Because you get the impression from the Rambam, had it been Pasha the Kor, it would have been a separate mitzvah, okay? Because the inyan of machlekes and the inyan of srita are two separate inyoni atera, and it would have been two lavim. So on one hand, it's a separate lav, it's a separate inyan. And as far as shows to Shi'i, it could have been a separate mitzvah. but it breaks down in Shereshani. Paka is okay in Shereshani, but breaks down in Shereshvi. Okay, just to put things, I thought it's a good way of just presenting it. Okay, now next, I want to use another Arabic word to you. And I want to show you the Rambam uses the same word many, many times. And one time he doesn't, okay? But I want to understand what the word is and understand why he doesn't use it that time, okay? Kolach translates the word, and I'll tell you what the word is, as maimo, and kapach interprets as dvorim, okay? But it's certainly not to be confused with the dova, which the Rambam uses in Shereshit Shi, and in Shereshit Shishi, even his frame of reference. Well, that's not for today. We're not talking about Shereshit Shi today. The word over here is al chlam. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. Aleph, okay, whatever it is, al chlam. Okay, now. This word I discussed with Rav Koyach, and it's very important because he told me that it's talking about the context of the pasuk. Okay. So we have to understand, once you have that, you can begin to ask yourself, how does the context play out with the Kolei Adiktuk? What is the interrelationship? So you have two players on the scene, really, there. And then you could say that somehow it's a combination of the context together with the Kolei Adiktuk or the Kolei Aloshen, that we come to conclusion about what's happening over here. So that's the Ma'ama, okay? Sometimes the Ma'ama, a priori, can refer to a Ma'ama Chazal, something that someone said. It's not talking about a Pasuk, okay? And we'll see in one of the cases, we're referring to the word, to a Ma'ama Chazal, and the Arabic word is different. When we refer to a pasuk and we refer to context, that's the Arabic word. Okay. So he says, for example, the ancient dovashi is viable hevdil hashlilim and ashora zulas inyan hamama. If you look at the context with everything together, and he says, avuloi min amila hoyu milas hashlila vashora biivri. Mila achas. It could be, possibly, it could be a shlila, the word lo, correct? Vihi milas loy. Vistach ha-ma'ayin. The person who's thinking about this seriously, shetia loy havon be'inyin ha-ma'ama. He'll have to understand the context and everything. Shu yasik b'kalus eze lav hu shlila v'eze lav. Who as follow? You have those two options. B'mashik tamnu bi'uloi. So now he's throwing in the context of the pasuk. Higdamnu bi'uloi is talking about the kolei loshen. So some of they merge together, I would assume. Okay. Now things get interesting, and here is the important point, because here we're going to get to something which we're not sure what we're talking about, okay? You see, the main question, I just want to go around and just go back on what I said last week. The main question that you have to ask yourself, looking at this Shoresh, is the Rambam sets it up a priori as an open and shut case. He starts out doing something which is very uncharacteristic, talking about linguistics, And we have to, I want to understand that a little better. And then coming to conclusions about what's an Ashola and a Shalila. And for some reason, in the middle, he quotes a Machlokas Tanoim about this. Okay. And quotes a segment in the Gemara in Zvachim about this. And it's very unclear what he had in mind. Okay? Okay. Now, before you start, even though you might, as in a cursory reading, say that Rabbi Loza, Rab Shimon disagrees with the Kol HaDikduk, but that a priori is mad. If you're talking about linguistics and Lashon and those which are postulates in every Lashon, and to say that he's saying in Rosh Tikkun Torah that Lashon HaMikra is above and beyond Lashon, has different klolim, you know, but you don't see anything in the Rambam that, you know, that the discussion is, you know, in the Rabbonin, there's nothing there, okay, and Rabbos Reb Shimon, he quotes a fragment of a Gemara. Okay? So that's what I like to focus on to try to understand this. But L'chera, since he starts off over here, and he says, Mashi Matsonu, Ukva Oiru, Is Oiru, Heiru, Aleya Masholem, Al Inyan Azer. So it means al inyan azeh. See, here you have to be very careful. Okay. Before we get started, he says, Ukva oiru oiru alayah masham al inyan azeh. What's al inyan azeh? L'chera, it's the whole thing. That you can come to conclusion about a pasuk where it's a shlila or it's an ashola from context and kol haloshen, okay, and oiru ole avasholim u'mashem matzam la machlekes l'chayim means both of them are of this approach. They just play it in a different way, but you can say that's the issue. What he's doing is counterproductive. Because he's bringing, instead of Tana the Messiah, he's saying, what I was talking about is Machalekishtruya, which is absolutely ridiculous. Okay? So that's that L'chayr is what we have, correct? That's what we have. V'hu b'ma shematzon le Machalekis, sh'nof l'b'nei, b'lav min alav, m'hu sh'li lo l'azhola. V'omu yis'ala, l'chad z'loi b'molak az'loi sh'lo b'lo y'avdil. Sh'atana didan, שום דבר בלא של המשנה, סביב שזה אסהולה, ולכן אומר, אם הבדל פוסל, מסחיים לפי זה, שיהיה הלב הזה, מצלוי ססה, שאני שיב דה פוסל, אוקיי, בוא תראי שיב דה פוסל, כמו אילו, היקב סול דבש, we talk about הלאה, סוג בעריך, זה ממש an amazing thing, but okay, that's what he says. ורבה לא סביב, רב שימן סביב, Shalava ze, both are calling halav. Halava ze, shlila v'lo yashol. Ushol lo'omu lo yavdil, eino tzorok lahavdil esholosh. Okay. Siavru said, in Allah's Reb Shimon is a very simple explanation. Okay. As Tesis says in Zvachim, that the reason why do you have to tell you Einot Tzorach? Okay. See, for example, we certainly have, there's no denial about that. We have in the Torah a loy of Einot Tzorach, a loy of Akiv Eserat Zahov, that when there's Pisya in the Ptur, in Nesek, we say, you don't have to look for the Se'at Zov, okay? So you could have, logic, there's no problem to say the Lo Yavdil, you don't have to be Mavdil. And Tosis gives you a very, very good reason. Because since the Havdola is the beginning, is prior to Hazor Mitzli, so maybe you have to finish off the Simonim in order to do a good Hazor, a good Mitzli. That's exactly what you would expect, correct? Exactly, correct? So comes Rav Shimon and says, Eino Tzoch L'Hadol, this is Gvaldik. Okay. It's so good. Okay. And it fits into all the categories. The Rambam says that every time there's a Shlila, we know that it could have been in Lo Seitz Kseis Avodim, that we would have thought that they go out B'Shem V'Ayin, and they don't go out B'Shem V'Ayin, or they don't die Lo Yumsu, that the Shifcha Ufa is not Chayim Misa, correct? Okay, no tzoch, it's Gvaldik. So you ask yourself, in the Rambam's frame of reference, in Klolei HaLoshen, we understand there's something you're supposed to be Shilo. We understand what Blazer of Shimon. We don't have any clue what the Chama talking about. Because he says, in general, if you have something to be Shilo, there's no issue, it's an open and shut case. So the answer is, this is no kasha. Not a kasha at all. Because Ram Lashitosai, to ask such a thing, is completely off base. It shows complete lack of understanding. Because the Ram Shita is Havdola Sarosh Me'aguf. And to say Havdola Sarosh Me'aguf aids in Hazor Mitzui is ridiculous. Because the din of Hazor Mitzui is when they're Mechuba. So the whole thing is impossible. So that is not an approach.
So we're back to Rebbe Elazar making no sense.
Yeah, correct. No, I'm just trying to tell you. Because looking at the Tesis, and Tesis Mislava, see what Tesis Mislava in the Rambam's frame of reference is Mamash to call that Diktuk. And looking at Apriori, we Mamash to know what's going on. Correct? So now, we're back to Rebbe Elazar Pshat. What does it say? Shom lo yavdil yitzav boy eno tzoch lahavdil esa loish avol dai shiye chatchenu al eze shiye shiye. I'm not sure eze shiye shiye. I just don't know what it means.
Because there's no shiye.
In the rush, you don't have to do anything. What you really have to do is the simon echo is either roiv simon or I'm shnei simon or Rambam Mishneh Torah. There's no din on shatchei hu referring to the rush. I don't know what this line means, and especially the way Kapach learns it, that it's there's a shir mesuyim that they don't do anything. I don't know that doesn't. I don't know how to read this. Okay, to say that.
But okay. I didn't row. I mean, mechitesi.
Yeah, but why is this? But he's talking about the Chatiras of Rosh. There's no din you have to be Chotech the Rosh, you have to be Chotech the Simonim. And if you can tell me the Rosh and the Simonim are the same, the Chotech is not true according to Rambam, and we're back to where we started from, Rosh of Shimon. Well, the Chenim hib the Kosh and the Fidaita. Okay? The Chen Omoi, Moz Vochim, Oimo Hoy Rabbi. Now, okay? So over here, a priori, you should have asked yourself, where's the Blazer of Shimon coming from? You know, we don't know why you should assume that you have to be Shalil Dinim. We don't know what's happening. V'chein Omu B'moz Vachim, and then he goes on, Anachash Nikol. V'chein Omu B'moz Vachim, Oymohoy Rebbe Lozer of Shimon, Shomati Shemadil Mechatz Oy. My loyal in so far happen. Okay. So nothing's added over here. Okay. But then it goes like this. Vihikshua maima. Now here the word maima is a different Arabic word. The word over here is hada alkol. I don't know what that means. I don't know, I can't pronounce the Arabic, okay? But what the word means is the maima, it's referring to the memra of Blazer of Shimon. It's not referring to a pasuk, and it's not referring to context. It's a whole different issue. And you understand every other maima, even though it translates the same way, of Korach, L'Chera, it's very misleading. Okay, here we're talking about the maima Chazal. Okay, just read it straightly. V'hikshu ala maimo. So this maimo was Reb Shimon. Rabbi Achav Rado, he asked the kasha. V'hikshu ala maimo hazeh. So it's ala maimo hazeh. The word makes sense. Ala maimo hazeh. V'yomru el me'ato gabi bo namiksiv lo yichasenu ochinam yirotzor l'chasayis. So it's assuming Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's postulate, applying it to Bor, and that's his kasha to Rabbi Ashi. And Rabbi Ashi answers, "Voice that true, awesome. Tichsi bala boy yishalim bichlal de boy ksuya." You can't interpret it like that. So Mela, everything's okay, and the Rambam is happy, and he says, "Hine kvayis boya ki me'inyan amamau." Now here's me, Yamaima goes back to Al-Khlam. It's not going back to this. Because no, nothing to do with this. You learn out of the context of the Pasuk whether it's Shlil or Ashol. Okay? So you understand yourself. Okay. That we have to know what does he want here? What does he want here? Okay. Correct? What are you gaining? You know, it's like you know, it's offhand, like a Maima Muzgas. And this is like the main showcase. Okay?
It's a lot of words.
Yeah. He's talking a lot. Now, the amazing thing here is, Ramban says something. All the Achrinim asked the Kasha, are the Ramban and the Ram the same thing? So what are they disagreeing about? Okay? So I think, Bemis, what I want to tell you is the Cholak Mizrach HaMayr. So that's what I want to point out, and I want to explain to you what the Rambam is doing, okay? And I just want to get as far as I can, not sure if I can, but I'm going slowly and explaining why I see it, so I think you'll understand what's going on, okay? Now, comes the Ramban. I usually don't mention the Ramban, but I'm using the Ramban as a foil in order to understand what's going on here, okay? Now, it's like this. So Ramban says, Avo, nitztarech behem oid lahasnois, ki ledas rabuseinu zal, ein b'teire dobo nema b'loshen lav. He's telling you, rabuseinu in general, that's opinion, and he's not differentiating between rabuseinu, rabbi Shimon, and rabon. If something said b'loshen lav, or Beloshen Asay, I'm not getting involved in this, because the Rambam left the whole Sherish talking about love. The Ramban throws in Asay over here also. That's nothing to do with us. Sheyiyeh Shlilas Mitzvah Kloime Lishus, you don't do a mitzvah. V'loy Shlilas Din Min Adinim. It's a Shlilas Mitzvah, but not a Shlilas Din Min Elein Kein Hoyakos and Tzorch Lishlilas Ahu. If you need the shlilus of that din, then it is. Okay, I'm not getting involved with shlilus, but if you need the shlilus, you have it. Correct? V'chein hiskiru b'oisei amachlikes l'das zeh hachochom holoye Bivolo Yabdu Shushlilus. Now Zeh Chochem is a Lozab Shimon. Shushlilus Omu Michtei Ksiv. Vihikrivu Cholachosu Beikhatus Oif Lois Oif Lo Yabdu Lomeli. Shma Mino El Tzoch Lahabdu. Okay. So the Achrinim is the same thing. So this is absolutely, you know, to confuse the two, I just don't get it, okay? If you just look at the Maimah, it's an amazing thing that happened over here. Both of them quote half of the answer of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi did two parts of the answer. He says that Bo, it says, the Baal Bo is Chayim L'Shalom, so you can't interpret the Bo like that. And then it talks about the Abdullah because of Ikrivo. The Rambam doesn't mention the krivo. The Ramban only mentions the krivo. Okay? So a priori, according to the Rambam, just before we get started, okay? A priori, according to the Rambam, you say that the second half of the Teretz is like overkill and not necessary. The main thing is the beginning, and we have it, and that's what we're interested in, okay? In the Ramban, since the whole issue revolves about whether it's a tzorch of shlis or not, and what happens is that Rabbi Elazar of Shimon has this drasha b'krivo, therefore he has a tzorch, okay? Because it says, by the Lord, you have to be makir the oil, in a certain way, a certain type of akrova, and the chiddush is that in chatos you don't have to be makir, okay? Correct, whatever that happens to be. That's very nice, okay? It's just the opposite, okay, of Rashi, because according to Ramban, what starts first? You start with a krivo, then you derive this lo yavdil, okay? The Rashi says that since Elazar Shimon learns that krivo is ain't soch, so therefore he interprets lo yavdil the way he does. The Ramban could not say Rashi. Because if it's the pshat of Elazar ben Shimon, you can't say the Rashi, correct? Okay, that's an aside. Okay, but you see, just by what they're quoting, it's a whole different world. We have no clue what the Ramban's doing with the beginning. The Ramban quotes the beginning, okay, and we begin to understand what he's talking about. He's trying to understand the context of the pasuk, which is what he's going on. Okay, the Ramban leaves it out, we don't have any clue of what this issue is about, and it goes to the end of the pasuk. So you understand yourself before we get started. It's not the same. The whole discussion, Leif Sameach, Achayim, the discussion isn't the same. No, it's mamish, it's like Cholok Mizigunaria. Okay. Now I want to tell you what's going on here. Okay. There's a whole different approach here. There's a major different approach. See, where's the Rambam coming from? What's this whole idea of Teres HaLoshen? There's no discussion of Teres HaLoshen in the Ramban. Okay. The Ramban comes from one simple point. And this explains everything. The Rambam over here in Sheresh Ches comes off one simple point. That mitzvahs apshuto shel mikra. Mitzvahs ateresh aksav. So if it's Teresh HaBiksav, your job is to understand the linguistics, what the Teresh HaBiksav is saying. So he's introducing all the linguistical arguments in order to understand, what's the Teresh talking about? Is it Shlila? Is it Ashol? You want to know if it's a Tzivu or not? Okay, good. He's Machadis in the Sheresh, that mitzvahs at Tzivuyim. But the question is, how do you just have to see it in Teresh HaBiksav. You don't see it, you don't got nothing. Excuse me, okay? Ramban Mataimei, that after Sheresh Beis, there's a Pshat Pnimi and a Pshat Chitzeini, and everything, even the Divrei Chazal, a Pshuta Shel Mikra, okay, but the way to interpret and the way to come to conclusion what the Chachmei HaMesira and how they interpret Psukim, to say that Teres HaLoshen is the answer, L'cheira, is impossible. You're learning about Shlila of Dinim, of Droshes, and that's that's also the Pshat in the Pasuk. And that's what's going on. He's learning, if there's a din, then you have to learn a din. So that's what's going on over here. And everyone agrees with that. The only question is how to play out the dinim over here, which is a whole different story. It's a whole different world. Okay, correct.
So the Rambam's whole basis is just a ramification of Shoresh Beis Pshuto Shel Mikra.
Yeah, I'm going to pick this up again and again and again. That's what I wrote up, a new introduction to the Shoresh. But this, see, the problem is, looking at this, you're absolutely flawed, calling Al-Farabi in some Arabic linguist, philosopher, wasn't doing anything. We're interested in pshuta shomikra hakosuv hakosuv hakosuv. So how do you know what the pasuk is talking about? You have to have an expertise in linguistics. If you don't, you don't got none. Okay. Now, what I think happens, and I cannot explain why that's so, but what the Gemara assumes, the Kasha assumes something. Now let's open up the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara said. He asked the Kasha, Elameato, Bo also Lo Yichaser She'enotzoch L'chaseis. Okay. So what it means is, the question is, what's the rule of thumb? You have a posik over here, which a priori, a low, which you have no clue how to interpret. What do you do? So the Chum say that if there's no clear mandate, that we don't know there's a noise and a nosu, it's an open and shut case. It must be an ashala. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon seems to say that in a situation, an unknown, where it's not clear at all, it can go this way and go that way. You know, if it can go a certain way, we have no question, okay? But if it can go either way, I have no clue about it. So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says the rule of thumb is to say, Eino Tzorch. That's what low means.
But that's a different linguistic approach.
It's a question of when you have a sentence with what is the way you look at it without having any proof. Could go either way. It's like it's a toss-up. We have no proof about it. How do you look at it? And the Rambam, the way he originally presents it with the Chumim, that you need to know that there's a noisei and a nosu. And Rav Elazar Reb Shimon is ready to interpret that we can create, assume the noisei and the nosu, even without any mandate for it.
So and it's stam a sipur then here.
What?
It's a stam sipur about a guy covering a boar.
No, one second. No. So eino tzorch. So the Torah says no. The Torah says that Bab is boar. Which means he doesn't have to. The Torah is telling us that he doesn't have to cover it. That's how you should come to conclusions. Okay. So Rav Ashi answers, you're right. Okay. If that's all you had, you should have said Eino Tzorch L'Chaseis. But over here, the context says that's impossible. Because the Torah is Baal Abo Yishalim. Is that going to say Eino Tzorch L'Chaseis? But in the blood of Reb Shimon, we have no clear mandate. That's the way it stands. So the Rambam's finished. But what? Let me ask you something over here. But see, the end doesn't make any sense because the Rambam says right after this, "Voice atshuva, hosam dichsi balaboy yishalim mechal deboy ksuye." Okay, so that's it. That's all you need. Hine kvar yisboy kiminyin amaimo loindim im hu shlilo ashol means in the pasuk. Okay. So I don't get it. The Bundesham, the whole discussion of Rachavad and Rav Ashi about Bo is not about Shlila. The Shaila is what type of Shlila is it? Is it Eino Tzorch or is it a Sipur? Okay. So how can you say that right after this? So the answer is very simple. What Rav Ashi says, you have to go back, and that's what maybe we're proving. You have to go back to the Teichel of the Kor. And that's what he's quoting this for. And Lu Yitzur, the Teichel of the Kor, in V'lo Yavdil, would have told you that the interpretation of Eino Tzorch L'Havdil is impossible, then you have no choice but to interpret as Aschol. And that's what he's trying to do. That according to everyone, from the context of the Pasuk, and with the Kol HaDikta together, they merge together to be able to tell you how to interpret things. The Shaila is, what's the rule of thumb? But that's what you have, and that's the Pshat. And that's why the Ram could quote only the beginning, and the whole discussion is only about linguistics and context. And the Ram says, okay, I've point proven.
The Drasha has nothing to do with Pshat Shemikra, so who cares about it?
Yeah.
Except the Ramban cares.
Yeah. The Gemara quotes the end. See, we understand like half of the Gemara, both the quotes and the Ramban. The Ramban leaves it out. Okay? So now the words make sense. It's a beautiful thing. The Ram only should have finished it. That said, that, you know, this little shtickle, that's by ball, but by Lo Yavdil with that option. We don't have that the Teichin Apostle can say it's impossible. It comes up with Rav Shimon and says, Eino Tzorich LaAvdil. Choice. Okay? I thought I'd share that with you because this, now, you know, like, you know, see what you want is, see, when you have, you see, when you want this, after you finish reading, you want to be able to say, whatever Taylor you say afterwards, you want to finish off and say, I would have said that that's what he's saying, independent of everything, okay? And when you're faced with this, it makes so much sense. And to say, and now looking back at the Ramban and this, and say it's the same thing, and you know, we don't know what the difference is, you know, I want to talk. So therefore, I apologize, quoting the Ramban, but here, it clearly is a foil. Okay? Next. Now we have this. So now, we're okay with this. Now, the next part. Now we're going to Cheder. This is already finished, and I think we're okay with this. Okay? Now, I'm not sure, I don't know. I wanted to finish it this week, but it's just not going to happen. So, you know, okay. It's not even come close. V'chein, okay, let's continue, okay? V'chein. But I think now, you know, the important point is to understand the words. The words we understand, correct? V'chein. Michlal halov malol, halav malolu, lave hashlilo. He says that list of lav hashlilo, now he's going back to Chum. We don't pass the blood of Shimon, right? And Lale and in the Lavim, okay, of Shlila means either it's not an Ashom, okay? And we have to have a Noisei and a Nosu, correct? We have to have something, okay? So now he goes, and this, because the rule of thumb is if you don't have a Noisei and a Nosu, it's a Lav. It's Ashola, correct? Because we don't pass the Kabbalah's Reb Shimon. So the rule of thumb, if in Cherem we wouldn't have found the Noisei Nosu, it should have been allowed. So the Ram goes out of his way to explain what the Noisei Nosu is over here. As he did in Noisei Seis Avodim, by Omer Vriya, and in Shiv Chalufa, correct? The same, it means the context of the pasuk. Okay, again. So if you understand the context of the pasuk, you're okay. Avzeh mahu, imahu. You have to know what it is, correct? Okay. Now let's go to the pasuk. Now he's explaining. Oh, this is mamish gemal. That's the achla. Zeh shakosukfar. And then we're getting back to the nitty gritty of interpreting Torah shebiksav, and that's what it's all about. And that's the shirish about. Okay. V'zeh shakosuk v'adon b'domim k'suvim be'elchin l'fi gil ha'ne'erach ve'yoisei zocho on the keva. The difference between there's a question of age and there's a question of sex. V'ein hefush v'zeh bein shoy me'elchi alai or shoy me'elch poni alai. How you say the Lashon, whether you're saying somebody else or yours, is irrelevant. Shanachnu roim aploni ahu, you're talking about the ne'erach? Mihu. Mihu means if he's what the sex is. V'kamish neisa, and what the age is. And that's when we look, oh, that he's going over the parash in the day, and that's all he's doing. Torah shebiksav, correct? V'im hoya ne'erach. ish shenischayiv misas bezdin. Okay, he does a v'nigmadino. What's nigmadino? He did a maisa aveira, which is machayiv misa, and bezdin is goymedino la misa. We'll see about this. V'acha gmardinoi. Oma mi shoma erze olai lo yischayiv lo seis mu'uma. He doesn't have to give anything. Ki hu choshev kemeis. It's as if he's dead. She ein lo erich mi shenigmadino. The gmar din is important because with the gmar din, he's choshev kemeis. V'zeu inyan shelotze be'omo lo yipode. Okay. Here we'll have to go back and talk about other things, but it's a major thing what he said. What's the pshuta shomik of lo yipodeh? It's not the way the Mechilta says you can save it from Misa. What you're doing is when you give Elchin, you're paying the worth in the halacha of the erech of the person. And you're being paid it, the erech of that person. And here, there's nothing to be paid there, because there's nothing there. Ain lo erech. So Mela, there's no opinion. That's an Amos pshat and pasuk. Okay? Correct? That's what he says, ain lo opinion, she etzal hamarich l'shalmoy. Because the marich is mishalim the pinyin. Okay, zeh. I'm just going to get left with the other things. I'll just get the words. Zeh din meidine ha'elchin u'mishpoteir. Okay. Now u'mishpoteir is taka again over here. Here it comes. Okay. His kiyu akosuf v'eino asholo. This is a din, and this is pak. Okay. I don't get it exactly. Okay. We the pak. I don't know what he wants with the pak over here. There is a mitzvah say kuf yudalid of lod medini elchim. Okay, kuf yudalid mitzvah say whatever it is. So this. Of lo yipod is a paka, correct? That's true. It's a paka that didn't elchim. But what's this nagei to the shirish over here? The issue in here is not whether it's a paka or not. And we knew paka in shirish v because if it had been an ashola, the question is even paka, if it's an ashola, it's not a separate lav. And here, add it in ashola. The Ram is ready to say it's a separate. That's not the issue over here. The issue is not whether it's paka or not. The issue is whether it's a shlila. So I'm not clear at all why the Ram in the middle over here of Shere Shmini has a discussion that tells you that the din, that the lo yipode is paka. Okay? I don't know what he wants. Okay?
Maybe just some... It's not an asar. What is it? He's feeling like a side point.
Yeah, I understand. If you're going to tell me to side point, I have no problems, okay? But we don't want the Rambam to be like someone sitting with his chavusa in the and what's going on in the news, so therefore what? Usually you wouldn't want that. But that lechay is what's happening. That's all I'm trying to tell you, okay? Okay. We're okay over here. Okay, now let's continue. V'zeh din midine elchim u'mishpateim. His kiyu ha'kosuv v'enoi, even though it's mefuish neteira, v'enoi ashova. V'loshen ha'mishnah, ha'geises v'yotzen lohoreg lo'y nida v'lo'y ne'erach. U'beir ha'talmud, sh'zeh b'tanai, the old tanai that we had in Shere Shvi, tonight, the same words, the Arabic word, Shiyir Yotze Mi Beistin Yisrael Lihoreg. So he's going again and again about the Yitzchak be based in Shisa Lahori. Then I'll just continue. V'loshen ha-mechilta chai v'misis bezdin aim lehem pidyon. So now he's proven his point. Because the word aim doesn't have too much more, so we'll talk about it in Metz Hashem. It means that it doesn't have, okay? Not that it's that you're prohibited from something. So Mela's point ain't left pinion. So he has it. Let's go. See, I'm just a little bit confused. Okay, I'd like to look this up. V'hizboine b'diktok loshen ha-ma'ama v'dakos ha-iyun boy eich biru shezeh halav shlilo lo yazhol b'om eim what b'diktok loshen ha-ma'ama v'dakos ha-iyun boy. Iyun boy what? What's the maima over here? See, the maima is the achlam, right? So it's not the Maimah Chazal, it's just they're working clearly on the Pasuk, and they come, and they clearly, Dr. Zayun, that they know that since it's a Shlila Sadin, and it's very clear that's what it is, so it's only Shlila. Correct? Now, since the Rambam makes such a deal, big deal, what is he, you get the impression you're Maisa Aveira and a Gemal Din. Okay? So what is this? To make it a Gava Ketila? And since it's a Gava Ketila, therefore there's no Erech? Okay. So I'll ask you a question. So what about a Goydev? Because of the whole discussion that a Goydev is a Gava Ketila? What would be the din?
It says Chashiv Kemes. That's a Gava Ketila.
So what is the Chashiv Kemes? That's the Gava Ketila. So what makes it Choshka? Why is it so? Because a Roidev, you see, the question is, what's a Roidev? Let's say there's someone who's a Moriba Malchus, or someone the Melech has Rishus, he can decide not to do it, okay? So L'cheira, if you look, for example, the Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah in Paragav V'chein Mishe Nigma Dinoi V'bezen Sheyisrael L'Hogo Aravera Sheova V'richo Acher O Sheirich Atzmoi O Sheoma Dmei Olai O Sheoma Acher Dmei Olai Aizech Eino Goma Kuhum Sheze Kameis Ameis Ein Lo Erich Ozeh Nehem Ako Cherem Kloim Ein Lo Pidyon Ein Lo Pidyon El Arei Kameis. See, we know nothing, right? However, if you read it more closely, Hagri says, now I'm reading again, Perek Av, Vichos Eruch Halachai Gimel, Hagri says, Ein loi, lo erech, v'loi pidomim, choyo, v'loi goysin l'misa, hari hu kemeis, u'mishin nigma dinoi, bebezdin shal Yisrael, lo hogoi ala veiro, sh'oba, v'arichoi, acher, o sh'erech atzmo, ein lo chayev kum, Shezekemes, okay? So, Rav Gershon Zichron Loch used to point out, the Rambam is putting together Geiseis and Nigma Din Lamisa, Kilo is one Aloch. Now, you understand yourself, there's nothing to do with Gav Ketila then. And the same impression you get in Pirush Mishnayis. So, it's not Gav Ketila.
It's just because he's going to die.
Look at the Ram Pirush Mishnayis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Vayoytze lehoreng, Goytzeleima Mises Bezdin, Shehu Dover She'enu Toli, Biritzeinenu. So it's not like a Goyde if we can decide not to kill him. We have no choice. It's going to happen. Ela Teiro Hogosoi, Avul Im, Hoye Yoytze lehoreng, Bipkudas HaMelech, Marich, the Nerach, the Divyako, the Rishi Efshi Azamel, we say, Rasa. Period.
you're Melech Yisrael.
Whoever it is, I'm Melech Yisrael. Per Gimel Ches and Yud, Merib Malchus. This is Rishus. You look at the Ram Melechim. Per Gimel Ches and Yud. So then, you can ask the question. Then what about a Yotzei L'chol from Beis Din Ben Noach? We're not allowed to be chayzer. That's some gashness. So what's it in there? But L'chol is double portion. The grade for all these things are nothing. So you see, the emesis, according to the Rambam, the foil of Beis Din Shel Yisrael is not Ben Noach, but the foil is Melech. So maybe Ben Noach is the same. Okay. Yeah, correct. Okay. It's a Maisa. It's mamish same as Geisis. Okay. So that's what we have. Okay, it's all very good. Correct? So this is mamish exact. So that's the Rambam. After coming off this and knowing according to Rabbonon that everything is assumed, you know, the question is what's the rule of thumb? And the Gemara goes out of its way, you know, the Rambam goes out of its way. Because the rule of thumb according to Chamim is unless there's a clear Noisei Nosu, it's a Shlila. And we point to the clear Noisei Nosu. Again, no, it's the same thing. And it's all about context. And together with the Klalei Dikta. Now, I'm not getting involved as an issue over here that what the Pshat is, that maybe this is going back and forth in the Sifri, and what he's quoting, because he quotes the beginning of the Sifri, that is actually the beginning over here of the Sifra, which is exactly like it, but the end of the Sifra, you get the impression the word pinyin is not referring to this, but that's not my issue. He quotes us here that, you know, okay, let me say. Umiacha shedibar mabinyin hazeh, da, since we're talking about the words, we're talking about words, so I'll tell you there are more words that have to do with Haschala. Da, there are four words. What's a Bebeya Omroi? Because these words, in linguistics, we might know anything. You don't know. If the words have a clear linguistic mandate, we don't need a Bebeya Omroi. You need a Bebeya Omroi to teach up how what the word is. Ish or Ish, you know, I don't need anything, correct? Bebeya Omroi kol mokim shenema hishoma pen v'al eino mitzloisase. Ain't no El, there's no Yitzim in the cloud. Or the Chacham HaMeseir said that even though there's a linguistic issue over here, or the Matik Yeshmo, here there's no linguistic issue. See here, okay, there's a Be'omu because there's a Gemara in Eruv and Sarivov, or an Aleph in other places, and that's Kilo Chacham HaMeseir in the Ramam always quotes the pen. And the Al in Minyan HaMitzvah is a Raya, and he quotes this Maima, that it's a Raya, that it's a Mitzvah. And the Ram does it many times. Loisa says, Samoch Zayin, Minyan HaKotzer, Loisa said Tzadi, Loisa said Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Loisa said Reish Lamed Aleph, Minyan HaKotzer, Shin Yud Zayin, and the Ram does it in Hilchos Shemitah B'Yoma Perek Tes Halacha Lamed, and Hilchos Beis Bechir, Perek Ches Halacha Gimel, and in Sanhedrin, Perichav Vavalach HaGimel. So, oh, the Ishama, Komokon, oh, that's the Kabbalah. Okay, everything's very nice, correct? I just asked you the following. What do you do with this? Comes like this, Aram HaVilchus Tfilin, Perich Dar Lohi Aleph, Kol HaManiach Tfilin, Lechatchila Achash Tishkachamo, Oiva B'lei Sas, Oiva B'lav, Shenema, ושמרת זכוק הזויס מיום יומים שמרת שמירה so לחירה it's the chol mokim and he knows and he counts the lav and here he doesn't count the minyan mitzvahs okay so לחירה what you have to say is that it's a pakeh of tefillin. We have to know in general, sometimes say something's paka or not. That's what I'm doing. A paka is a loisense, but it's a paka. And therefore, it's not minyan mitzvahs. And you get the impression from the Uraim like this also. Okay? I'll spay that.
The paka of an ase can be lotasa?
What?
The paka of a mitzvah's ase can be lotasa? We had to
open up Shereshviga and look at Yibum, and it's Mashma at the beginning, that all the La'adosa could have been, had it not, you know, whatever, okay, correct?
But is it so posh that Hishamer is not Dafka?
And that's also, you have the love of that's Avodim Shlemus, that's not so big. What, yeah?
I mean, Hishamer is a different form of the verb than Shamor there.
What?
Hishamer is a different form of the verb than...
And you could have said such a thing.
Yeah, but I mean, Shomar Skodesh Aviv, no.
I know. But the Ram says, then the question is, you see, what's he saying? So what's he saying? He quotes a pasuk, and it's mamish, like it's very clear. You don't get the impression that he's quoting an asmach or something like that. Okay? There is discussions about this. I'm not getting involved, but that's what I would tell you a priori. Okay? Now, and the Ram also quotes his Maimah in Pirush Mishnayis, in Makis, in Peregil Mishnalov. While the Shunni Shinemu Ben Ashoa Batera, Violea Oimim, Shemitzah Plonis, he, Mechelik Alavim, Arbo Lashonis, Lo, Vial, Vishomu Fen, Viomu Kumok Shinema, Pen, Vial, Enu Ella, Mitzah Loisase. Period. That's what we have. Now, Venisha Oleinu Levaye Dovo Echod. We're not finished with the Shurish. Kidjese Tishlam Boy Kavonis and Kapach interprets Matavis, which might be clear. That's what the translation called the boy. We'll get involved in the Arabic or Gretz, whatever it is. Kavonis Hasharazeh. You can't really say that you finished and understood this shah, and he calls now the Shoshim Etzel, which is key like a root, and he calls the Mikdama, which is the premise in logic, and he calls them a shah as a gate to understand Medina Mitzvahs. Okay. He says
the word Gretz is the shah?
The Gretz is Kavona. Koch calls it Kavona, and Kapach calls it Matora, and Professor Langman told me Amila Baravi Hene Gret Upirusha Bader Klal Kavona Bemuvon Shal Matora. Okay, so it's really saying the same thing. Avogam Muvon Inyan Shchich Biyose. There also is another interpretation. Here it doesn't mean Inyan. Here really it means the matam. We want to know what the sherish. We don't get the full point of what the purpose and the goal of the sherish until we explain this. And the Mohammed Hashem will point out, we'll deal with next week, bring that up, is to see how he finishes this. Okay? Say that.